Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode, another edition, 15 Good Minutes. Freddie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
How you, Mace?
I'm good, man. You know, back and forth, in and out work, and just trying to get it done. You know, you miss one day, you fall back.
Yeah, I'm working on a project. Someone gifted me a Mac, and I'm not a Mac guy per se. I mean, this is what we used in college for video production because they had a relationship with the school. But someone gifted me a Mac, and it's not a MacBook, it's not a Mac Air, it's not a MacBook Pro, it's not an iMac. It's a Mac Pro. It came here in a box. The box weighed 80 pounds.
Wow. The
UPS guy said, I have to bring this in. Okay. The packaging, the box itself was 35 pounds. The rest of it is the computer itself. It's a beast. It's a professional machine. So I've been baselining that the last few days. The setup that I have a video production here is really good. You know, this is what I do. I like to do it. But the setup that showed up in that box blows this away. So much so, Freddie, it didn't even come with a monitor. It's just the computer's so big, it comes with handles. I'll send you guys pictures of it. So I had to go then do some research for 3 days to find a reference monitor, which is called an IPS monitor that has a particular type of color science because of the type of color grading that I have to do when I'm editing. So I finally got it all set up. And it's insane. The computer itself, before they configured it, was $7,200. They just gifted it. So I feel obligated, you know, to put it in rotation.
Is it like a tower?
Yes, very much so.
I think I know exactly what you're
looks
talking.
Like a cheese grater in the front, Freddie. It's all silver. And
it has the handle on the top of it?
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Heavy. Very heavy. Just getting it up here to the office was a bit of a chore, but I was gonna make it. So that's what I kind of been up to. So over the next couple of weeks, I'm gonna shift some of the stuff that we do here production wise over to this new setup. But before we get going, thanks to all those who weighed in last week. We got some really good responses back to NBA starting five. Shout out to my guy, Coach Sherm, high school basketball coach out there at Chapelgate, doing big things out there. He's got a really good squad. I was fortunate enough to see those guys play in the playoffs last year, and I wished him nothing but the best this year. And to D, one of our most loyal followers, she struggled because I was limiting people to know. Like, you know how we had an honorable mention. Remember in the question of the day, we said no honorable mention. So she was struggling in that guard round. But thanks to them for taking the time to weigh in. We do appreciate it. We're starting to ramp up, Freddie, for the playoff run in baseball. Now, when I talk about the playoff run in baseball, I'm really talking about the wild card, right? Because that's everybody that's in a leader's position. So if you go to both leagues, right, you've got, I'll call them, you know, three divisions, three leagues, whatever you want to call them. You know, you got the AL East, Central, and West. You got the NL East, Central, and West. So it's just those three. Whoever is leading in that, you're automatically in. That's what baseball does. Typically, the second place team is the wild card team, right? So you'll have three wild cards. The fight is for everybody there and below, and that's where some serious battles going on. So I wanted to throw some of these out to you guys today. See if you're following this. I'll start with you, John, and just tell you right off the top, the leaders as of today. We're taping on Wednesday. The leaders, AL East are the Orioles at 74-46. Central are the Twins, 63-59. West are the Texas Rangers at 72-48. Sticking with the West, right now the team that's in second place for there, the Astros, three games behind them. And the Central, Cleveland, is five games behind the Twins. And then in the AL East, the Rays, they're just one game. It's kind of nip and tuck between them and the O's. So any thoughts on any you see anybody jumping that line, so to speak, to make a press for the wild card in either of those three?
I know I've been feeling a certain way about Baltimore. They've been playing great ball, but I don't know if they can sustain in the playoff.
That's an interesting perspective. So you're saying they may not even hold the one.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of surprises this year, especially in the American League, at least, you know, people who you would think would be there or not be, well, not there. And I don't just mean the Yankees. I mean, Boston, you know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, look good at the beginning of the year. But, I mean, I hope they can stay, but, you know, Texas is real close and they got some nice players. You know, I like that third baseman they got. And, I know,
right, but Texas is in a different division than Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's in.
Yeah, so right. So right now, in the, we're sticking with the AL, right?
Yep.
Today, your three wild card teams would be Tampa Bay, Houston, Toronto.
Yeah,
and then behind them, Seattle, Boston, Yankees. So that's what I'm looking more for. Is
well,
and isn't it like a one game play though?
The well, here's the thing, Freddie. I believe, and I'll have to check it. It used to be.
Yeah, now.
But now I think the wild card is a two game.
One of the,
it's a two game thing. Yeah, but just a couple years ago, it was a single elimination game. You may remember San Francisco Giants and the Dodgers were both 100 win teams, and one of them ended up as the damn wild card team, San Francisco that year. Freddie, it says here it's the best of three now.
I think Houston will get out of the. I think Houston will win that division because they're only like what, three games back, two games back of
three right now of the Rangers. So you got you okay? So that's interesting. You got Houston ascending to the one slot.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that you see in Texas as the wild card from that division?
Yes, and that's only because I think the Rangers. I think they're so young. I think at this time of year, it's just about who gets the hottest, and considering they're you know, they have a three-game lead or two-game lead up on Houston, and Houston has been there the last 4 or 5 years, as opposed to the Rangers has been in the crapper since forever and a day, right?
Well, let's not forget the trade deadline and those Texas picking up Max Scherzer, who's been a beast since he's arrived at Texas. That's what you do at the trade deadline to give yourself a shot. Last 10 games, Texas is 8-2. Last 10 games, Astros 6-4. So if Texas is going to fall off, you might want to send them a memo because they out here getting it, man.
Yeah, they are. I mean, you got to do that. For me to be a believer of them, they got to do it consistently for a whole year. I'm not saying you have to win the World Series. But
just getting there, right? Yeah.
I need
to
see that consistency for an entire season.
Yeah, I'm going to switch over to the National League. I probably right now, this time of year, I probably average watching two games a day. And the Atlanta Braves are on some next level shit.
Yeah, they beat the Yankees down last night.
Freddie. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. I just said that they're playing well.
They beat them down.
Did I mention the Yankees? Did anybody in here hear me say the Yankees?
When I was texting you guys last night about watching the Knicks, I was back and forth between the Knicks and Miami in the 97 playoffs and the Yankees and the Braves. I said, this is horrible.
They beat us down two games in a row. I have not seen the score from today. But I don't see them letting up, JR. I think they are.
Yep, strong. I think they're for real, and I think that this. When's the last time a team went back to back? You know, that's a good question.
I don't know.
They could be a good team to do it.
Don't go to sleep on Los Angeles Dodgers, because if those two, and for me, Freddie, that would be a National League championship for the ages. And again, Freddie's point. Let's look at the last 10 games. Atlanta 7-3. Dodgers 9-1.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm not saying that's going to hold JR for all of September, but you got a couple powerhouses going full steam ahead, and they ain't tapping the brakes. So let me give you guys the second place teams. They'll tell you who's in the National League wild card right now. For the East, it would be the Phillies. They are 12 games behind Atlanta. The Central would be the Chicago Cubs. Watch them. They play well. They're only 4 games behind the Milwaukee Brewers, who are leading the NL Central. And then, like I said, the Dodgers are right now 8 games in front of San Francisco Giants. Those are your 6 teams that are slated to play. But when we look at the East, JR, do you see any action coming from the Marlins, the Mets, or the Nats?
No, I really don't see any.
Just say no. You don't have to think that long. These cats. Yeah.
I can see the Marlins because they're so close to Philly. right?
Yeah, they are. They are. Marlins could step in. The Cubs and the Reds, you know, I could see Cincinnati getting in there. I'm just going to put it out there.
That division is a shit show. I mean,
it is.
I mean, it's
look
bad,
at their. Let's know. Look at their last 10 games. The Brewers 6-4, Cubs 5-5, Reds 3-7.
But they're
all right. Somebody got to win that division though. Do any of you see any surprise teams, a team that we really haven't talked about today, eking their way into the playoff picture, much like 2019 Washington Nationals?
I don't.
Yeah.
In the AL or NL? No, I
neither one, right?
Nobody sneaking that.
I'm gonna go with Seattle. They're on the outside looking in today, right? Currently 2 games back, but they're playing really good baseball right now. So if you told me in a month's time that Seattle made it to a wild card, I would not be surprised. Before we check out, let me check with the guys. JR, you got something to say today?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Freddie, do you got anything to say today?
I do not. I will save it for next week.
I got something to say.
Okay.
What is it that makes an athlete or a famous person all of a sudden decide to make liquor and think that you're going to buy it? Now, I'm just saying most recently, Steph Curry and Gentleman's Cut. Now, all of a sudden, he's supposed to be a bourbon guy. Now, not a bourbon guy, but if I was, why would I not stick with my Blantons as an example and go to some? What makes the young fella qualified to make bourbon?
Celebrityism. Celebrityism.
Yes.
That's it.
He has a following.
Because they're doing nothing. They just got their face on the bottle.
JR, the number of people that are making their own tequila. Tequila is just, that must be something easy to do. The Rock's doing it. I found 5 different people, and George Clooney and his guy are doing it, and they are throwing millions at advertising. You watch any Major League Baseball game, and Casamigos Tequila with George Clooney and his crew are sponsoring entire games. If you were a tequila person, would you be inspired knowing that an actor or someone who's really good at that, who all of a sudden says, this is my brand, would that cause either of you to pivot off of whatever your go-to was?
Not me. So, I mean, I'm not saying they're all bad or any of them are bad. They could be good.
I don't want to seem like I'm knocking a hustle. I'm not trying to get in a pocket. Go make your money. But I think it's a bit presumptuous to assume that someone who drinks something regularly, tequila, rum, cognac, single malt scotch, whatever, is going to pivot from what they like to something that's brand new. And I said this back when The Rock first came up with his tequila. One day you're getting all swole. Next day you're supposed to be an expert in tequila. Yeah. And I'm just wondering if I'm the only, I would not pivot to either any of them to be my daily or my go-to. Do you believe that people will?
Yes.
You do, right? It's going to happen. I mean, otherwise, why would they invest the money, right?
Steph Curry, I like right. him. But he looks like he's a guy that drinks.
Look like he's 17. Beer, right.
Or a pina colada.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I couldn't even take him seriously when I watched the commercial. Oh, you're a bourbon guy. Seriously. Steph, come on, man. You know. So, but here's the thing, JR. There were a lot of them. I found over 62 stars or athletes who have done this, which I guess it's a thing.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if their target audience is someone who drinks something regularly. I think they're targeting their fans.
Younger folks.
Yes. Yeah. So again, I'm not mad at y'all. Go out there and get your money. But, you know, you made millions. You know, in the National Football League, now all of a sudden you show up and you show this bottle. If you think that the three of us are now thinking he is a tequila expert, no. So again, that's all we got time for this week. Tune in next week for our NFL preview show. Have a great weekend. We're out.
Peace.